Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
It's from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Every Tuesday, you can hear us 3 o'clock talking about real estate and finance questions. And always have on very interesting guests.
Yes. And I'm excited about our guests today.
Good.
Not everybody gets excited about things like oil tanks and decommissioning and tank removals. I know. And I'm looking over at Cassandra over here, and she's like, I do. I get excited. You do, right?
I do.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I think people, you know, if you're going to be really into your industry, you've got to be enthusiastic about all things that impact it. So I'm pretty excited about having you guys here. So we actually, I'm going to just say real quickly, we've got Cassandra Garcia. I say, ooh, PhD. So should we be calling you Dr. Cassandra? Cassandra's fine. Okay. So Cassandra is a legislative and policy analyst with the Pollution Liability and Insurance Agency. So how long have you been with the organization, Cassandra?
I've been with PLIA for about 3 years.
Okay, for 3 years. All right, fantastic. And what brought you to it?
Well, you know, I never thought I would end up there, but I've always been really focused on working with people and sort of how can the government work better with people. And
okay.
I actually worked for Bob at the Department of Ecology before doing outreach, and then moved
okay.
to PLIA, where I worked as a heating oil claim manager and really got to work directly with property owners.
Okay. All right. So Bob, so we have Bob Warren. And you are the regional section manager, toxics cleanup program. Good gosh, yours is harder to say than Cassandra's.
Ecology might be.
Yeah, that might be Department easier. Of Ecology. Yeah. Yes, yes, very, very long title there. So, and how long have you been with the Department of Ecology?
I've been with Department of Ecology about 27 years now.
27 years.
Yes.
Okay, and wow, all within the state.
All within the state, and before that for another state agency. So 32 okay. years total.
Okay. All right. Well, fantastic.
And since our listeners can't actually see the studio here, Bob actually showed up wearing the complete white hazmat suit, including the hood and the goggles and all that. So
Eric loves to give the visuals, which, of course, when they see the blog later, they'll be like, liar, liar, wait, pants wait, on wait. Fire. But, you know, there you go. I like that you bring such an alive moment to on-air action. But, okay, so we had you guys come in because I had mentioned in a prior show that we had that I just happened to have this very unusual time recently where, you know, every once in a while, I've been in the industry for 13 years, and every once in a while, oil tanks show up, right? And then suddenly, just this last fall, we had a whole bunch of oil tanks kind of popping up, and we were working with lots of different transactions. And not that they all were having issues, because at least two of those tanks are in active use. But in one of them, we did have to have the tank removed. And they did find that there were some issues. And I'd always just kind of heard people talking about the tank removal, because most of the time I've worked with people in the past, we've just had to deal with decommissioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? There's a lot of people who really don't understand all of that. And the thing was, I was dealing with this brand new agent. That was a thing. And every time we'd have to get into discussion about this oil tank on this property, you could just hear the panic in her voice. It just, everything, I was like, oh man, before I even knew she was new or had confirmed it, I could figure it out by the way she was handling, you know, this news coming up. And, you know, part of why she was panicked was because in this transaction, her clients had waived all inspections. And it was only as they had contractors into the property to start kind of evaluating the potential remodel that they realized, oh, man.
We got a problem.
There might be an oil tank on site and we don't know anything. And so it became a contention within the transaction itself. And it ended up turning out fine. You know, we got things handled, but just based on her reaction, I could tell, like, oh, man. And for our listeners who've been listening to us for a while, you've probably heard me talk about the fact there's 200 new agents a month in our state. So to your point, Cassandra and I were talking before we went on air, and we were discussing why don't more agents know about this. And outreach is a real problem. It's a real problem. We have all these brand new people, lots of them not necessarily being monitored. And there's, you know, tons of transactions going on right now. We're hitting peak volumes that we haven't seen in 10 years in our market area. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on with a lot of people who don't know what's going on necessarily. So I thought, you know what? A big part of what our show is about is to get information to the consumer. If it happens to be some real estate agents who happen to be listening and they learn something in the meantime, fantastic. But the consumer really needs to understand this information because at the end of the day, they own it.
So Bob, what are some basics? I guess let's say we just found out our home has an oil tank in it. We've got a client mm-hmm. looking at buying a home. What are the steps? Who controls it? Who monitors it? What do they do?
Well, of course, one of the first things I would say is have you contacted PLIA and talk with them about the program that they have. It's a very helpful program, and I'd suggest calling them. And then second, I would explain a little bit about the state's cleanup rules and mm-hmm. regulations and how that works and help them through understanding the process of cleaning up a site.
So if we just like look at our area here, how many do you have any stats on like number of tanks that are out there? There's a lot of homes that they've converted to gas or electric over the years, mm-hmm. but there still might be a tank somewhere in the ground
yes.
on that property.
I would
do
love
we
to
know
those numbers.
Yeah,
you know we truly don't know how many tanks are actually out there. You know how many are in use. I think we could find mm-hmm. that number if we mm-hmm. wanted to.
Sure.
The amount of tanks out there that are no longer in use might be the more difficult question to answer.
So how would somebody, I mean, I know just because of the work I do regularly, but how might a consumer go about looking for evidence that a tank may have been on a property?
I think there's several ways to do that. You can walk your yard and mm-hmm. look for a fill pipe mm-hmm. where maybe they filled an underground tank at one time.
Right. So to our listeners, a fill pipe is where they might have come to put the oil in mm-hmm. that was going to be used for heating. It usually sticks up only, 5-7 inches out of the ground or so?
Yes. And sometimes it's been buried over the years. So maybe it's
say,
not.
Yeah, it could have been buried. Yes. And if it's also been decommissioned already, they Correct. Usually when they decommission, they cut below the soil mm-hmm. line mm-hmm. and cover it up that way. One of the other ways I know during inspections that we tend to find them is there's old vents.
Correct.
Coming up because they don't think to maybe pull those off. And so those might be up against the house somewhere Correct. Or something like that. And they're typically quite long. If I remember correctly, right? They're usually like maybe 5-7 feet tall.
And sometimes the vents, like you say, is away from where the tank is, and it could mm-hmm. be fairly close to the tank if the tank is up against the home. But you're right, the vent extends off the ground quite a ways and mm-hmm. and sometimes up as high as the top of the house.
Okay. So that's I know for us when we're walking a lot, we're looking for those kinds of signs. Now, if there happens to be something there, we're kind of like, let's at least go ask the question. And maybe that owner does or does not know if that was decommissioned properly. Usually, if we see the fill pipe still sticking out, a lot of times we make surmising that probably not, because if it's just the vent but not that, maybe it is. I know in one case we had to have somebody come out with to confirm if there had been a tank and if it was still there because it can be removed or decommissioned on site. We had someone come out and they have to do – it's like the version of the guy out on the beach with his little metal detector.
Yeah.
And they were out there looking around for this big old 300-gallon tank, right? They're like looking for it in the ground, which was – interesting. So I think Bob, that might have been my first house that we did that.
So, Bob, what are the typical methods for decommissioning a tank? It's no longer being used.
Yeah, there are different methods, and each local government may have their own policies or rules and regulations in decommissioning
okay.
tanks.
So it can actually change from jurisdiction to jurisdiction?
It sure could.
Is that by city or county or what?
Or both, depending who's the
oh, even more confusing.
Sure.
How fun.
Sure.
Okay.
If you're in a county, if your home is in the county, not necessarily in a city okay. limits, then of course maybe the county would then be
right. yeah.
overseeing that. If you're within the city limits, then typically it's the city that would
okay.
what may have their own rules and regulations.
Okay.
But statewide, the Department of Ecology has our cleanup regulations, which is the Model Toxic Control Act, and that gives some guidelines on cleanup levels and expectations for okay. investigating your tank or and how to go through the process to actually clean it up.
Okay. So I have a quick question for you, though, because in decommissioning, how is it that fire departments got involved?
Well, that's a good question. The fire department sometimes will be involved because they have rules and regulations which relate to flammable or explosive liquids and therefore have some responsibility for tank systems.
Okay, so for our listeners, I want to explain that because they're probably like, what? why is she talking about fire department? Because as I came into the industry and was kind of getting some training from my mentor way back when, we were told that fire departments tend to have the certificates, and even then they only go back a certain timeline because they weren't necessarily required before, like, I don't know, 92 or something like that. Is that roughly accurate?
I would have to look into that to know the exact date.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know if we have to have an exact, but sure. I heard that it would be potentially spotty on whether or not one would be available, on whether or not they had actually been engaged in that process or not. And then you could go there and try and get it. And then if not, you had to make sure at least when you did all this. But now I'm hearing you say that it could be different from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So they may not even be engaged in all areas.
Well, and I think that's something that as a homeowner who's going through the process of decommissioning a tank should look into that and contact the local building department and determine their requirements.
So that might be the first place to go is call a local building department and say, hey, I got a tank. I need to decommission it.
Yeah.
So there's different kind of back to my question. There's a few different methods to do it. I've heard, you can pull the tank. Mm-hmm. You can also can't you pump it? Clean it, fill it with like a slurry, sand or slurry, something like that? Are those all acceptable methods?
In most cases, again, I would check with the local government.
Depending on the local municipality.
And ensure you're meeting their needs. Again, I would contact PLEA and get them involved. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There are different ways of decommissioning, and whether you pull the tank and ensure that any contaminated soil around it is removed, or whether you fill the tank and as I said earlier, cut off some of the piping below ground and so on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I've got a few more questions, and I want to learn about this PLEA thing. I think that's a dance move, but stay tuned for more Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.